James Bond, the authorised biography. A fictional biography by John Pearson. Read by David Rintoul. Chapter 1. This is Commander Bond. I like to think that the plane was Urquhart's idea of a joke. He was the only one of them to have a sense of humour. He must have found it inconvenient at times in that grey morgue of a building up by Regent's Park, where they all still work, and since he booked my tickets when he made arrangements for my trip, he would have known about the plane. It left Kennedy at 4 p.m. for Bermuda. What Urquhart failed to tell me was that it was a honeymooner's special, crammed with newlyweds on packaged honeymoons in the sun. There is something curiously unsettling about mating young Americans en masse. I had already had a 2-hour wait at Kennedy from London, this on an icy January Saturday with the authentic New York sleet gusting against the windows of the transit lounge. Now, for a further 3 hours, I had to share this nuptial flight on mercifully false pretences. The roses, the Californian champagne, were not for me.
Welcome aboard. This is the Sunshine Special, folks. For all of you just setting out together on life's greatest adventure, the congratulations of your captain, crew, and Pan Am, the world's most experienced airline.
Polite laughter. Some cheery fellow clapped, and in my lonely gangway seat I started worrying about my adventure. Where did old Urquhart's sense of humour stop? Between me and the window sat a nice young couple, suitably absorbed in one another. She was in pink, he in dark grey. Neither of them spoke. Their silence was disturbing, almost as if in disapproval of my so-called mission. Dinner was served, a 4-course plastic airline meal, a triumph of space-age packaging, and, as I munched my chicken Maryland, crunched on...